After constantly being bombarded with emails, phone calls, and text messages on a daily basis asking, what would you do? Sometimes it's an, oh crap, I made a mistake, help me. And sometimes it's just a question about the latest technology and do we feel it's worth the investment. We want to help answer all of these questions. So, welcome to What Would Larry Do? Featuring Dr. Ann. We'll be interviewing experts in the industry to help answer the questions that you desire to know the answers to. And now, it's time for What Would Larry Do? Featuring Dr. Ann.
Hello, and welcome to What Would Larry Do? I am Dr. Ann, and I'm here with Larry Helwig. And today we're going to be talking about butts.
Yay!
It is definitely all the rage in the aesthetics world lately. So from Brazilian butt lifts to cellulite to stretch marks to everything. And I think it's a good topic for us to cover because it is really all over social media. So we want to talk about, you know, the goods and the bads, the ups and the downs. So Larry, let's just start about talking about the butt.
There's so many places to go with this, but I love the butt.
But you're going
to
keep it PG-13,
I'm going to try real hard. There's so many places to go with the butt because it is, think about it, it's centrally located on your body, right? It's in the middle. And so no matter what you do, it's right there. So when you're walking and it's swaying or you're laying down or you're sitting or whatever, your butt is so instrumental to your overall look. So yeah, men, women, everyone, and we were just talking about that. How does my butt look in these pants? You know, right? You know, does my butt make my pants look tight? Does my pants make my butt look good? You know, so there's all this going on with the butt. So the question is, what makes a great looking butt?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we do body consults all the time, and you know, we do some models and cheerleaders and what have you, and you're looking at an overall body, and it's going to be a little different to everyone, you know?
Well, and I think as things change, too, because I always, if we look in, like, the 1980s, right, it was, like, the flat butt, this aerober size, mm-hmm. you know, flat booty. I always think of a Miami Vice, you know, the girls you'd see in the background in these thong bikinis whose butts were almost inverted.
Yeah, they really were small, pretty flat, you're right. Mm-hmm. And here you got this little bikini on, this little thong thing going on, and there's no booty.
There's thong, like, was sticking out farther than the butt. Yeah. That's when
where the hell did the butt go? You know? It's like she lost her butt.
And then, you know, but that's what was the trend, you know, in the 80s, and then it swung all the way in the other direction where then we're in the world of the Kardashians.
That's right.
And you know, in the it's been the big huge butts.
It's called supersizing the butt.
So it's a good question. I mean, trends change, but really, is it a small butt, a large butt, an athletic butt? What is it that really makes a good-looking butt?
And of course, is it firm? Is it tight? Is it shaped? What about the texture? Smooth, mm-hmm. you know, stretch marks?
Cellulite.
That's right. Evenly colored? Is it pigmented? You know, so there's so many things that come to play when we talk about the butt. And I think it's important to ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
Does the butt that you have fit with your body? And I've got to tell this story. So,
oh no!
I'm in the OR with a plastic surgeon, and there was a girl wanting her butt injected. So we're going to get into fat injection story out, because it was like, here's this small to medium sized girl, not a big girl at all, and she had a really big booty, and she was upset because he had already injected fat into her butt and it wasn't big enough. And I'm thinking, do you even know what you're asking for here? I wanted him to load it up. And it's like, you know, I think our responsibility is to kind of ask the question, what's that going to look like in 5 or 10 years?
Or 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, you add 10 pounds of fat to your booty. I'm trying to think, the caboose, you know.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, you're dragging that around everywhere. I mean, it's literally, this is going to become problematic at some time. And I think somebody needs to say something. But he went ahead and did it. And he put in, I want to say 1,000, maybe 1,500 cc's per side. Some, you know, on top of something that had already been done once.
Exactly. So and, that was another augmentation to what was already there.
Second augmentation. And here what you had is, again, look at her whole body. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if someone gets to that point where they have this a smallish body and they already have what I would consider to be a pretty good sized butt, and they're wanting to add a tremendous amount of volume to it, it doesn't fit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so just, you know, things need to fit your body and how you're going to carry it. And you know, then every time, you know, for her, you know, now she's going out and buying all new clothes to fit her new butt. And
or I'm going to tell you right now, because I have the butt that came with my body, but it still is a bigger size butt. And it's hard for me to buy pants. Like, for me to buy pants that are going to fit my butt and fit my waist is hard. How do these women find pants?
It's just shocking because, you know, they're always asking, how does my butt look, you know, and whatever they're wearing. And so that, I think, would really be problematic. And, you know, partially you got to keep in mind your butt is going to change over time,
mm-hmm.
right? It's going to, things and are going to happen to
the
it.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Yep. And so people will be asking, well, what has happened to my great butt? And I think what we have to do is ask ourselves or ask yourself a personal question. How does your butt make you feel?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you excited about your butt? Are you wanting to show it off? Are you willing to, you know, strut your thing and go out and have a lot of fun with it? Because it is part of the whole overall body and the concept of, hey, let's put it all together and let's make it all look great. So I think the butt has a lot of opportunity for good things, but what do we see when we're doing our consults? Why are people coming in? Mm-hmm. They're not happy. They have a sad butt, you know. It's like I could cry about my butt, you know. So since this is all about the butt, we should probably talk a little bit. If it's making you feel bad, for some patients, the word droopy is being kind. And you know, if the inside of your butt is dragging on the floor when you come in, you've got a problem. And I think the thing is I know I'm being a little crass about it, but you've got to look at your anatomy all the time. How's it doing? You know, where are you now? When you're young, everything fits, right? Everything's tight, everything's firm, everything's the way it should be. But as we get older, we know it's going to change. And if you don't know, take a look at your parents, your grandparents, or ask me. I'll tell you how things change. And so I've had 5 butt treatments now, you know, every month for 5 months so that I can have a good booty when I get older. And I saw a little laxity happening. So, you know, I don't like that. I want to have it. I want to have it all put together. So I think that's it. A lot of times, you know, it's proportion. Sometimes it's the outer part. Sometimes it's the inner part. And you look, if you have someone take a picture, do a selfie, you know, take a look at it. Does this look like what it did 5 years ago or 10 years ago? And, you know, when you start doing that at a younger age, you can kind of track things. You know, get the photo and take a look. And that's true with our face. We do the same thing with the face. We do the same thing with arms and thighs and everything else. And so why not do it with the butt? And go ahead and evaluate it and see what all you can do and what can happen. A lot of times, different parts of our anatomy will change faster. And if you think about gravity, gravity on the breasts, gravity on the butt, they both stick out, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Probably a little more pull there. And if you add a little extra weight to it, probably even more. And so, you know, you're fighting that, and at the same time, you're fighting aging.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and if you think about it, it's whether it's cellulite dimples, whether it's stretch marks that they want to repair, whether it's just that they don't have a butt, you know, and they would like to have more of one on their body, or whether they have a big butt and they want to make sure that it stays lifted. That's always my goal. And that's why I say besides their own efforts of exercising, taking care of it, there are different options to augment what they have or change the landscape, right?
That's
so
right.
What are some of these options? And the first ones I would like to jump into are some of these surgical options. So if your patient comes in, if you've had the joy of having a consult with Larry, now that he's evaluated you, let you know if your butt is drooping or, you know, dimply or whatever else he'd like to say.
Sometimes people have a broken butt. And you need to come to Larry's butt repair.
So one of the first big things to really hit on the market was surgical implants. So if we think breast implants, right, you can do the same thing in the butt. You can get surgical silicone implants. But of course, with that, just like with any surgery, you can have complications. So.
Yeah, and sometimes you'll see things like they can drop. They can be very asymmetrical. There can be infections.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you have this, you know, big implant added to the back end of your body and you're sitting on it and you're trying to do all the things you've always done your whole life, and depending on the size of that implant,
mm-hmm.
it's going to make quite a difference. And again, some people that are small are having rather large implants put in.
Yes.
So, you know, your likelihood of not being happy over time is dramatically increased.
Yeah. So in this day and age, I'd have to say with the number of patients coming in, I really don't see that many people getting butt implants. They're looking for the other options that are out there. There are people who are looking and getting silicone injections, but those are not FDA approved. So we're not even really going to get into that topic on this show, because it is something that if you are trying to get, you're getting it illegally or in another country. So we do not promote that. But the silicone implants themselves, just like a breast implant, are FDA approved. The other big surgical option, and this is one of the most popular, and this is where that term Brazilian butt lift comes from, is the fat transfer. So Larry, tell us a little bit about what a fat transfer to a butt is.
Well, it's extremely common. And what they do is they simply do liposuction on your abdomen or your flank or some part of your body.
Or thighs.
Maybe thighs. And they will take that fat and they will, they spin it or, you know, do some mm-hmm. things to it to make sure that it's very smooth and injectable.
Mm-hmm.
And they put it in large syringes and they literally inject it into the buttocks.
Mm-hmm.
But you always have to weigh risk versus reward
mm-hmm.
in everything you do. And I know that in some countries, I think it's the UK, that has been outlawed.
Ah.
Because there's been so many complications.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you've got to make sure you're delivering the product, the fat, mm-hmm. to exactly where it's supposed to go, or
yeah.
you could have a problem.
Well, and you have to layer it properly so there's blood flow to it or pieces of it die off. So we
yep.
all know with fat transfer, you're going to have a certain amount that dies off. So that can lead to irregularities where you could have one butt cheek that's larger than the other. It has been a very successful procedure at creating these large butts that women are looking for and filling in where they have gaps, either on that outer edge to, you know, create that nice heart shape. But I do see, and this is just my own personal opinion, but I feel like most of the fat transfer butts that I see are kind of heavier and lower.
Yeah.
You know, now they have a nice shape to them, like that heart shape, but they always seem like they're lower. I don't know if you see that as well.
Well, and I think, you know, fat moves, right? We know that in the face,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So fat can die, it can herniate, it can move.
Yeah.
And it doesn't move up, it moves down. You don't see fat going from your lower face up to your eyes. It's going down. Mm-hmm. And so the same thing with the buttocks. And so I think you can have that happening where you end up getting more on the bottom. And we've both attended a lot of the medical conferences in mm-hmm. which you have some plastic surgeons saying they won't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They literally don't believe in it. And it's just like piling fat on top of more fat doesn't make sense to them.
Well, and then it's like, when is it too big?
Yes, that's another. Again, body shape. You know, yeah. How does it fit you? You know, and there are so many people that you look at their waist and look at their, you know, everyone wants a curve and everyone wants a shape, and that's mm-hmm. beautiful, you know, and a really nice shape is what everybody, you know, I would think would like to have, and that's wonderful. But if you have something that is really pretty good and you're adding so much to it,
mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes people will add because they have loose skin.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Because people will do that to the face, right? Yep. I have some loose skin. Well, maybe if I put some fat or put filler, put something in, it'll tighten up the skin. Well, you know, sometimes you do things for the wrong reason.
Yeah.
You know, if you have loose skin, you do skin tightening, and we'll get yep. into that. But I think there are certain things, and sometimes we try to take the wrong road to get mm-hmm. to a certain outcome, and I think that would be a mistake.
Yeah, and it's the thing is, it's, I'm not opposed to these, but I do believe that there are some women out there who definitely got gypped, you know, in the genetics pool when it came to butts, and yeah. they didn't get much of one. So there definitely needs to be solutions to this, where there are some women who it's like, well, you really could benefit from a little bit of a fat transfer and or something else. But because of some of the surgical risks, or because some of these women may not even have the fat to lipo off to get a fat transfer, they'll have a surgeon tell them, you need to go gain 20 pounds, then we can lipo it off of you and transfer it to your butt. And that doesn't sound appetizing to most of them, or some of them might not even be able to gain the weight. So that has created an entire market for us for non-surgical options for this Brazilian butt lift. And this is the part that I always like to bring up, what the surgical, you know, options are out there, and that's what some patients are doing. But in the last couple years, the non-surgical Brazilian butt lift has taken over. I feel like there are so many good options out there. But it's not butt and butt. I think we're going to have a lot of butts in today's show. It's not just always about the size, right?
That's right.
So let's talk about what are some of our options for these non-surgical Brazilian butt lifts and what really goes into creating the perfect butt. Or
well, I think a couple things. Number one, what do we know about aging? The skin is going to become lax.
Aging sucks.
Yes, it sucks. It's no fun, you know. I think, again, internally we feel younger, but sometimes on the outside we don't look the part anymore. And so when you refer to the butt with that, it's laxity, and there's a lot of things you can do. And we're going to come back to that. But mm-hmm. one of the things, one of the companies, and we have, I think we've talked about this or at least mentioned it in other podcasts, is a device called M-Sculpt.
Mm-hmm.
And so rather than putting fat in the butt, you add muscle to the butt.
Yeah, you're building up that gluteal muscle.
That's right. So you're building the muscle, which becomes a lift. So there's two things that happen. Muscle starts to take up some space, and it looks athletic. It looks very, very good. But when you do that, you get a lift at the same time. And so I think, you know, from a health standpoint, again, and this is a treatment with zero downtime. You know, you come in, get four sessions of a device called M-Sculpt, and it buttocks to really tighten and build, and it's about 20,000 contractions over 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And these contractions are fairly intense. This is way more than you can physically do yourself. And so by doing something like that, you're actually shaping the butt with something that is good for you, that makes you stronger, right, you know, from your butt through your core on up. So it's a very, very healthy thing to do. for your body, and it gives you a nice shape.
Yeah. So as we're building this cake, you know, of what we're talking about with the butt is here, we know that what your first level is going to be the muscle. And it's like when you think about a facelift, right? When they go to do the facelift, they don't just pull skin. They address the muscle, they address the volume loss, they address everything else. So anything that we're doing when we're talking about aesthetics and we're repairing aging and rebuilding, it is like a cake, and we have to start in the muscles underneath. So we know first and foremost, build the muscle. If you don't want to work out on your own, although you should, as I encourage it, the M-Sculpt is a way to start building muscle, and it can build it in a way that you might not be able to do on your own, because we can position it to target inner, outer, upper, lower. But once we get the muscle built, the next layer of our cake is really going to be addressing that skin. Because even though the muscle may be able to help to lift the skin, what are some of the other problems that we're going to have to deal with the skin, Larry?
Well, when you do an evaluation or an assessment on the skin, you're looking for the, you know, is it even? Is it smooth? And, you know, we know there are some people will have stretch marks.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will have cellulite. Some people will just have loose, saggy skin.
Yeah.
And so what you want to do is, depending on what you're seeing in your exam, you want to treat that. Because I would say probably the majority of people would really benefit from skin tightening from about age, you know, 30, 35, 40 on up.
Mm-hmm.
They all get a nice benefit. And skin tightening is something that is extremely helpful. Now, we have a device that does skin tightening and cellulite at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's not unusual to see like a divot or indentation that is called cellulite on the buttocks. And, you know, it's obviously it's going to affect the overall appearance.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're talking about how do we make a great looking butt, you got to assess all of it. So the skin, the
smooth
size, the
tight.
Shape. Right.
Firm, smooth and tight.
Firm, smooth, tight, you know, even, you know, all of that. And so if you're seeing cellulite, if you're seeing laxity, you're going to need to use technology that treats cellulite or technology that treats laxity, and we'll tighten that up.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're building muscle on the inside, you're probably getting some tightening and lifting just from that.
Mm-hmm.
But on the outside, why do you don't just go with one thing.
Yeah.
You add other things to it. And so on the outside, a great treatment is a skin tightening treatment or a cellulite treatment that does both cellulite and skin tightening at the same time. That's a device called M-Tone. Brand new.
Mm-hmm.
We've been testing it for about, 10 or 11 months now, and we love it. So it's a great treatment for that, and that's being used in our clinic almost every day.
Yeah.
So great way to do it, and it's just another option. So you assess what's the size, what's the shape, what's going on with tissue, what do we need to do to give an overall enhancement to that butt. And I think anytime you do skin tightening, it's a great thing to do, and that takes you to the next layer.
Yeah. So definitely using those energy-based devices to smooth that skin, to treat the cellulite, to treat the laxity, to treat whatever's going on. Now, once we've built the muscle, once we've really tried to improve the overall skin, because again, the skin on your butt's going to age just like on your face. And so you don't want to just pull it tight or just fill it with a ton of volume in order to lift it. You want to improve that skin. Another treatment that we like to use in our office that we use as part of the layering of the cake are using PDO threads in order to help lift and tighten that butt. So there's a couple different types of PDO threads that we use in our office. We use both barbs to lift, and we use the smooth ones to help treat dimples, cellulite, just improve the overall rippling of the tissue. Of course, Dr. Rajani has made his butt lift famous with the threads and a couple other things on the YouTube channel. So if you haven't had a chance to watch his YouTube channel, you should go watch him do those butt lifts with it. But these PDO threads can go in and really help to tweak and anchor up a butt in certain areas. Because once we build the muscle and tighten the skin, the body's going to do what it's supposed to do. But it goes back to the whole fact that some people did not get great genetics and they may be sagging more in one area or have had an injury that's caused an issue. And we can use the threads to tweak and literally lift the entire area or more purposefully tweak certain areas where they're lacking or missing in that area. And so I love being able to use those as kind of like that writing on the icing of the cake to top off everything.
Well, one of the things I know you do, and you do it very well, and I know we're going to talk about it in more detail on another podcast, but adding filler to the butt.
Well, no, we're going to talk about it on this one.
Oh, we're going to talk about it on this one. All right.
You're missing the last two bullet points on this.
Bullet points. Oh, I'm supposed to look at bullet points? All right. Well, we're doing threads on the end, but we're also doing filler. So why not go into how you do the filler and what's involved in that?
Well, yeah. So we use a couple different kinds of filler because in reality, there are some women who on either the outer kind of lateral aspect of the buttocks are still going to be missing volume and they want it in. Maybe they need just a little bit more on the top to kind of fill and lift it up. But they're not willing to do the fat transfer. Maybe they don't have enough fat in order to fat transfer. And we do have a couple different products that we can use in order to inject in the butt, not only to create volume, but also to smooth out cellulite. So both of these products can be done in two different ways. One of them is the calcium hydroxyapatite, and the other one is the polylactic acid, or PLLA. So we know them as their brand names of Radius and Sculptra, but I use both of those products to create volume in areas where it needs to be built or to smooth out the entire area because both of these products are going to help with that neocollagenesis. So it doesn't matter if we're using the calcium hydroxyapatite or the PLLA, they both will stimulate that collagen production. And I've seen some amazing before and afters as well as we've had some amazing results in our office. We're layering these throughout the butt to smooth, creating a purposeful volume bulk of it in certain areas to fill in or rebuild. Is a great option for women who need a little bit more volume, don't want to have enough fat to transfer, but need to fill in those pockets. And so adding filler can be great. A lot of times hyaluronic acid fillers are not used for this because it's such a large volume of hyaluronic acid that you would need. It doesn't become financially viable for the patient and it won't last as long as new products because of the collagen stimulation. So in a perfect world, when I have a patient coming in, we're going to look at it all. You know, where do we need to build the volume? Do they have any muscle underlying? Do they have any skin laxity, stretch marks, cellulite? And then where do we need to build it from there? If I get my way every time, they're going to do some M-Sculpt to build their butt, some M-Tome to smooth it out and tighten the skin, and then top off with a little bit of filler and or threads if needed. Because not everybody, volume, you know, but everybody could use a little bit of the PDO threads and all the other stuff on top.
And the advantage is with the threads, when they break down, it becomes collagen. When you use your filler, right, it's collagen.
Yes.
Well, when we're doing skin tightening, what are we doing? We're creating collagen and elastin. So you get neocollagenesis, brand new collagen. You get collagen reformation. So we're reforming the old collagen that has been damaged and stretched over time. So you pull it together, and it really shrinks up beautifully and makes a nice firm surface again.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of these, so it's kind of like stacking what you're doing on top of stacking what you're doing to give at different layers and different levels in the tissue a beautiful outcome.
Yeah.
And so, again, I think it is an evaluation or an assessment. We'll just say, okay, now it's time to do something. It's fun to do this podcast because we see unbelievable results.
Yes.
People get so happy. They get so excited about a change. And all of a sudden, yes, her pants fit better again. Yes, her butt looks better again. And I know we combine all of this. And, of course, combination therapy is the key. We've been teaching that for probably 15 years now, maybe longer. And that if you do a little of this and a little of this and a little of this, your outcome is so much better than just doing one thing very aggressively.
Mm-hmm.
So you do a little bit of each and it comes out beautiful. So I'm excited about, you know, what we see with the change in the butts. And when people come in and they are frustrated about it and what you can do and how you can help them. And again, you know, surgery is always your option. You can always go and do a surgical procedure of some type.
Mm-hmm.
But I think non-surgical has come so far in the last 5-10 years. And what we're doing, and we say this frequently, what we're doing now, it didn't even exist 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's at the speed of light. We're getting to do a lot more fun things. We're getting results that we didn't get before. And all of this technology is really fun. And when you do tightening on someone, so that's what we've done on my butt. Every month for 5 months, we're back to my butt. The difference is dramatic. And we always tell people wait 3 or 4 months until after your last treatment. Well, it is now 1 month after my last treatment. It's not 3 or 4 months, and the difference is already dramatic. So I'm very excited about it, and so it's just one thing that can be done. So again, you take a normal butt, you can build it, and you can shape it, and you can do a lot of nice things, make it nice and smooth. And if you can have that, why not?
We're going to have to watch on Instagram for your butt selfies.
Yeah, they'll be showing up any day now.
It's funny because as we're in this podcast, the one video meme I keep thinking about is, you know, M-Sculpt. I've seen it with the M-Sculpt ads, but also people will post it after they have like a leg day or a squat day.
Yep.
That guy walking in the business suit when he's like in a girl's mini skirt and he's like strutting with like this huge butt and he keeps stopping and drops a squat. Oh my gosh. But that's what I always think is, you know, if you want to feel that good about your butt, you know, as you're walking down that street strutting like that guy in the mini skirt,
yep.
You know, you have options and it doesn't have to be surgical. And there's something for everybody wherever they want to start. But that would have been my video meme for the opening of our show if we would have had one of those.
Well, we have videos going on in our clinic, and BTL has invested a great deal of money in these professional videos.
Mm-hmm.
And so people, Sculptor, MCL, or whatever, can be watching these videos. And I'm telling you, the butts are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And they really know how to pick that out. But it's a type of thing where when you see that, the confidence they have, it's just, you know, and some of the videos really show that and how big it is. So anyway, I think the butt is a big deal. It is to men and women.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, you know, it's really probably because of the Kardashians and others that's really become the forefront. So, you know, maybe a number of years ago, we would not have done a podcast on the butt.
No.
But we do want to emphasize it because everybody else is emphasizing it. It's out there. And people are having, you know, that's part of...
We should put your little hashtag quotes around emphasizing it.
Yeah, that's right. Big time.
Yes. So, well, and it goes back to what you said. How does your butt make you feel?
Yep.
And if you don't have a good answer for that question, you should start researching some of these options.
That's right. So anyway, have fun with your butt. Enjoy it. Make it look its best because you can. And I think just like anything else, you can have what you want and use it to your advantage. And, you know, when you see someone who is really confident and you have that going, you know they're using it to their advantage.
Well, I'm going to leave you with that as our words of wisdom today because Larry himself has taken it on as working on the butt. So thank you all for joining us, and we will see you next week.
Thank you for listening to What Would Larry Do? Featuring Dr. Ann. Hear it live each week here or anytime 24/7 on demand at StarWorldWideNetworks.com.